Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn On Light Broadcast. Turn On Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leads are Archbishop W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Pastor Oshabah Hartman with Lady E. Hartman. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school begins a worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in this glorious day. The first Saturday in 2023. Glory. We made it. Hallelujah. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, man. Yeah?
May we have your attention because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can replace all that's
I can't really put it in the words, but that's
just something about
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
My joy.
My joy. My provider.
Strong tower.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His name
is Jesus.
So sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer. Drowning in my sins.
But can I be honest, there's nobody
company keeper in the midnight hour. And every time I have a bird that I can't seem to bear, I found out that I can call on Jesus.
Your confession this morning, ain't nobody like Jesus. Search the whole world over, I met a lot of great people. Some with great names. Great reputation. But there's nobody, Jesus. Hallelujah. Gonna go ahead and get into this word, amen. Coming out of the book of Hebrews, actually Acts, gonna start in Acts. Acts, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 10. Acts, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 10. Before I start the word, I just want to give a shout out to my sister and her husband, George and Tasha Moore, celebrating their 17th year anniversary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember this time, Tasha. Love y'all. God bless you. Going to get into the word. Acts 4th chapter, verse 10. And it reads, "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set in off of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I want to read verse 12 again. Says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The title of the message this morning is, just like the song says, Nobody Like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down and rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us, Father, keeping us in care, watching over us, God, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy, keeping us from all harm and danger, Father. And Father, thank you for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. Thank you for your new mercies, Father, that came with this day. Thank you for your all-sufficient grace, God, to handle every situation that comes with this day, God. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, God, all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. For there's nobody like him. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to come to this earth, God, to live a sinless life, to go to the cross, Father, the sins of the world, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to die on the cross, God, and even to go to hell for us, God. But he went on a mission to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all of his power. Thank you, Lord, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power in his hands. Thank you, Father, for accepting Jesus into heaven with this sinless, precious, conquering blood, defeating hell and the grave, death, sin. And thank you, Father, for Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, God, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning, to prepare us, to equip us, to make us ready, God, to go out and do what you called us to do. Now, Father, as we receive this word, your message, help us to make it personal, God. And Father, I decrease that you may increase. None of me and all of you, God. Use it for your glory. I thank you and I praise you just for who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Nobody like Jesus. I'm going to read our passage again. Acts the 4th chapter, starting at verse 10. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "Let it be known and understood by all of you and by the whole house of Israel that in the name and through the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. In him and by means of him, this man is standing here before you, well and sound in body." This is Peter speaking. And what had happened is A man had just been healed. And so Peter is explaining to them the reason why this man is healed is because of the name and the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, whom you have just crucified. They weren't taking, he and John, they weren't taking the credit of this man being healed. They were giving all the credit to Jesus. And in verse 11, it says, this Jesus, stone which was despised and rejected by you. See, Jesus was sent to the Jews, God's chosen people. But they rejected him. They couldn't receive him. They couldn't believe that this man that they had grew up with has now all of a sudden become the Savior of the world. Already been prophesied in Isaiah that a virgin will have a son. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And upon his shoulders shall be the kingdom. But things were set on this king, this great man who had certain things. They couldn't receive Jesus as the Messiah. So Peter here is reminding them, saying, this Jesus is the stone which was despised and rejected by you, the builders, but which has become the head of the corner, the cornerstone. And there is salvation in and through no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by and in which we must be saved. So he's offering them salvation. This is the reason Jesus came to earth. Not just to heal, not just to deliver, but to save. Even Jesus said, I came to seek and save that which was lost. The soul of men. So Peter was telling them, there's nobody like Jesus. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews, the first chapter, starting at verse 1. Hebrews, first chapter, starting at verse 1. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. And it reads, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our forefathers in and by the prophets. But in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying of radiance of the divine. And he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and rid it of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of divine majesty on high, taking a place and rank by which he himself became as much superior to angels as the glorious name, title, which he has inherited is different from and more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you, established you in an official sonship relation, kingly dignity. And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son." So here Paul is saying, this Jesus, there's nobody like him. He's the sole expression of the glory of God. Remember last week we were talking about how this angel was having a conversation with God in Psalms 8 chapter. And he was talking about how this creation of a human being said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him?" Say, "You have set him a little lower than the angels." And remember, the root word of the word angels in that chapter means Elohim, who is God. So this angel was saying, "God, you have created this and have set him in a position right under you." See, angels understand the position that we have. Angels understand just how important and how precious we are. People don't even understand. Just how precious and important that they are. God called us the apple of his eye. That means takes us. He watches over us. He is always there. Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is there. He said he would never leave nor forsake us. And he gave us this gift. If we would just accept we will have eternal life with him. Right here it says that there is no other name given by whom we must be saved. Just said Saint John 14. St. John 14 chapter. Verse 6. It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is why Jesus was sent. Jesus was sent to reconcile, to reconnect us back to God the Father. There's only one way. You must come through me. That's what Jesus was saying. He said, I will sit to be the go through in order to get to the Father. You must go through Jesus. A lot of people make it so difficult, but it's just that easy. It's just that simple. If thou would only believe, the challenge, people believing, because it's itching ears, listening to this and listening to that, where all we have to do is listen to the word of God. He's given us what we need. Let's go back to Hebrews. Hebrews first chapter. I'm going to start at verse 3 again. It says, he is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being the outweighing or radiance of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. When he had by offering himself accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt. He sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high, taking a place and rank by which he himself became as much superior to angels as the glorious name, title, by which he has inherited is different from and more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you, established you in an official sonship relation, kingly dignity with kingly dignity." Last week we talked about the year of the rain, how we are royalty. Kingly dignity. Jesus is called King of Kings. He's the King. So if he's the King, who do you think the kings are? King of Kings. We're the King. Lord, Lords. He's the Lord, but we're the Lords. We're the kings in this earth. We're the Lords of this earth. Remember last week in Genesis, it says God has given us dominion over all the earth. Over all the earth. And even the angel was telling God, you've given this new creation, this human being, authority, work of thy fingers. We have authority. We are royalty. We are kings and lords in this earth. So here he's trying to get us to understand who we are. That's all we have to do is understand who we are. Verse 6 says, "Moreover, when he brings the firstborn son again into the habitable world," he says, "let all the angels of God worship him." Referring to the angels, he says, "God, who makes his angels winds and his ministering servants flames of fire." But as to the Son, he says to him, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, to the ages of the ages. And the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice, and straightforwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness in purpose, action, and you have hated lawlessness, injustice, and iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, Godhead, has anointed you with the oil of exultant joy and gladness above and beyond your companions. And further, you, Lord, did lay the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. There it is. The works of hands. But they will perish. But you remain and continue permanently. They will all grow old and wear out like a garment. Like a mantle thrown about oneself, you will roll them up, and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you remain the same, and your years will never end nor come to failure. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, heaven and earth pass away, but my words will never pass away. All we have to do is accept his word. And who is his word? His word is Jesus. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. And then the word became flesh. We know to be Jesus. Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. There's nobody like Jesus. All we have to do is accept him. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians, second chapter. Philippians, second chapter. At verse 5. And it reads, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So, this is telling us the kind of mind we should have. The same mind that Jesus Christ had. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, who being in the form of God, we just saw how Jesus was created. in God's glory. But then, in Genesis first chapter, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So here it's saying, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was created Listen to this, and you have to listen with your spiritual ears. God created us to be like him, but God created Jesus to be like us. We have to get that. God created us to be like him, but he created Jesus to be like us. The reason being was to reconnect us back to the Father. He created Jesus to be like us so that he could live a sinless life. He became sin that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So he conquered death. He defeated sin. Destroyed it. Then he went to hell and took the keys of hell from Satan. Stripped him of all of his power. And then in verse 9 it says, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So if a thing has a name, must bow down to the name of Jesus. So what thing in your life that's a challenge, that's giving you issues, if it has a name, it must bow down. If that thing is cancer, it must bow down. If that thing is diabetes, it must bow down. If that thing even is AIDS, it must bow down. If that thing which is causing so much fear in this world, this moment, is called coronavirus and all the different variants, if it has a name, it must bow down to the name of Jesus, because there is no other name given the name of Jesus. Verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Nobody like Jesus. Things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. That means no matter where it comes from, anything that has a name, it must bow down. To the name of Jesus. There's nobody like him. And it says that he's seated in heavenly places. He's the head of the church, and we're the body. Picture this. Where the head is, the body is also with it. Where the head goes, the body goes with it. If the head is separated from the body, that's called death. But we are alive in Christ, which means if Jesus, who is the head, is alive, then we, who are the body, is alive. So the same authority, the same position, that Jesus has, we also have. See, Jesus said it like this: I must go to the Father, but greater works shall shall you do? Because he's in us. And we're in him. We are the image, as it says, of his dear son. We are the image of Jesus because we're in him. Those who have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. We're kings and priests, sons and daughters of the Most High God. We rule, we reign in authority. But we must recognize it. Because, listen to this, the enemy knows, the enemy understands, but as long as someone does not know who they are, they're not a threat. Those who know who they are those who are feared. Those who know who they are those who are threats to the enemy. So the question is, who are you? Do you know who you are? We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Said demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Because they know and they understand who he is. How do demons act around you? There's nobody like Jesus. And let me make this personal. There's nobody like you that's called all of us those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. God has called all of us to rule and reign in this earth. Walk in your authority. Be be who God has called you to be, a son and a daughter, a king, a lord, a priest. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. Be who God has called you to be. Be like Jesus. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. But he's called us to be just like him. A lot of people like to say, I ain't Jesus. No, you're not. There's only one Jesus. But he's called all of us that have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior to be just like him. It says right here, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's the word. That's the word. Be who God has called you to be. I will be what you call me to be. I say yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you call me to be. That's what I'll be. Be like Jesus. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us of who we are in Christ Jesus. Now, Father, help us to be like him. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah.